Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, your critiques, your flattery. We'll take it all. 1-877-DOC-DALLIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're also taking your questions that we have received on Facebook, on Twitter. So we'll try to get to all of them. One question, and this has actually been, we've had a few of these with the same theme. So I'm not going to name the person, but the theme is, why are we having a surge in variants if we've been doing masks, social distancing, and half the country is vaccinated? So it's a valid question. We are right now dealing with a huge surge of COVID-19 Delta variant. And the variant just didn't pop up in America. It started in India. We saw that it hit other countries who were having pretty robust vaccination programs and vaccination numbers. So it does kind of lend the question as to why are we, after everything we've done in the last 15 months, why are we grappling with this? Well, right now the media has been telling us and the government has been telling us that it's the unvaccinated. So if half the country is vaccinated and half the country is not vaccinated, then we're looking at, okay, well, we're going to be seeing thousands and thousands of cases of unvaccinated. We are seeing vaccinated individuals. We spoke about that. We know vaccinated individuals can still get it. Some people have been hospitalized who have been vaccinated, but the numbers kind of pale in comparison. But I've said this from the beginning. I think the virus outsmarts the masks. There was a study early on in the pandemic saying what people are wearing, you know, the non-95 respirators, the mask is outsmarting. So as the CDC is going to consider mask mandates again, and I think the Biden administration said they might consider universal mask mandates to control the virus and all that. Many of you are asking, we've been doing the masks. Most of us only stopped the masks a few weeks ago. And then all of a sudden, we see this surge. It could be related. It could be. I think also a big part of it is people who are vaccinated, I notice, are being a lot more, as a rebound activity, being a lot more, you know, involved and around others and trying to party and things like that. And so I got invited to this club this weekend. I can't wait to go. I haven't been to a club in years. And I'm probably going to be the oldest person there, but I want to go to the club. So I'm really, really excited. And I'm telling myself I'm vaccinated, I'm good. Maybe, one of the issues is we have a lot of vaccinated individuals, you know, helping spread the virus too. But right now we're being told this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So, one issue that many doctors think about as well is there anything beyond masks we could do or beyond social distancing? I know there's a lot of fear people are having in terms of the implied threats people are getting from their local health officials. Well, you know, if you don't mask up, if you don't do the voluntary, there's going to be consequences. That kind of scares people because they're like, what more do you want me to do? I closed down my business. In LA, apparently a bunch of restaurants have closed down their business. You know, what more do you want? And so maybe we're really missing something. What are we missing in the fight? Are we missing that we aren't putting on the most proper masks? Are we missing that we don't have you know, all the vulnerable people vaccinated? Are we missing that? We're assuming it's only vulnerable people. And when healthy people get it, like that five-year-old kid in Georgia with no known medical conditions, we're completely missing the boat when we look at, you know, healthy people not getting vaccinated. So I don't know what the answer is. I am just as baffled by what's been going on. I still don't understand why flu was practically negligent. We hardly heard of any flu cases. I can understand some of the reasons leading to that, but it's just something that is just, it's just weird. No, I mean, I still recommend the flu shot. I think the flu shot does provide protection. The last thing you want is COVID and flu. But we didn't have a lot of circulating flu. Not a lot of people were getting tested for flu. Most people who had any sort of COVID symptoms that were mild, you know, went through telemedicine and didn't really get tested. So our COVID numbers could also be underestimated. But when I told somebody, look, you know, this could be flu, they're like, I'm not going to go in and get tested. So how do we know how many real flu cases we've had now that more people were using telemedicine? 2020 was one of the biggest surges of telemedicine, and millions of people used it. So that means there's millions of diagnoses that might not have been documented. But when you look at India, when you look at Russia, when you look at the UK, I know many people are doubting that the Delta variant is really that much of an issue, that it's, that it could be trying to propagate politics. I can't say that when I know that other countries are grappling with it as well. You know, how's China doing? China makes it sound like they're doing fine. And I think China's going to continue to pretend that they're doing okay because they got the Olympics coming up in 7 months. The Winter Olympics is coming up. Meanwhile, in Japan, they have to test everybody. So they're testing everybody. We've already had a bunch of people have to lose their Olympic hopes and Olympic dreams because they tested positive. I don't know if they're sick. But China is reporting in their 1.4 billion populous country, 50 more COVID cases, while everybody else is kind of dealing with hundreds and thousands. So my answer to that is, why are we dealing with another surge when we've been masking for months and social distancing and, you know, still altering our behavior? And I think it's because we are dealing with a virus that either by nature or by human is one of the most unique viruses we've seen. And it's not following a lot of the basic rules. So we maybe need to do is not use the basic rule or playbook. Maybe we do. She needs to shake it up a little. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 77-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we don't eat out a lot because we like to save money, and I don't really like to eat dinner. I know it's hard to tell, but I don't really eat past like 4 or 5 o'clock if I can help it. And so I'm not a real big dinner eater, even though, trust me, you know, if I could go to Outback Steakhouse and get some prime rib, I'll do it. But I don't do it a lot because it's expensive. And I really like Outback Steakhouse prime rib. That's really, really good. So, you know, I'll cook at home, and, you know, maybe once in a while we might get some takeout. But I don't need the extra salt, I don't need the extra calories, and I don't really want to eat past 5. So, you know, the other day we decided to go out anyway, right? You know, and Corey, I'll order water. One, because I want to drink more water, but two, because it's cheap. You know, and Corey ordered a iced tea. Okay, and he ordered iced tea, and that's fine. Okay, and, you know, I don't like iced tea, so he knows I'm not going to put my mouth all over his drink. Right? You know, but then sometimes he'll get, like, a Diet Coke or something like that, and then I'll drink it. But he gets an iced tea, and I know you're not supposed to drink, you know, from you know, your husband's drink, not because germs, but because if you're getting free refills, you're not really supposed to be, right, having two people drink from the same drink. But every now and then I just need a sip of something. So we get the bill, and it was $4.50 just for that cup of iced tea. Now, iced tea you can make for 4 cents at home. Why are we spending $4.50 for a cup of iced tea? And we looked at all the other, you know, things that we bought, you know, sandwich, maybe some coleslaw, things like that. For like three of us, we were at $60. I go, this is why we can't eat out. We have to stop eating out. And I don't like saying those things because I like the restaurant. I want to support the restaurant. I want to support the workers. But it's just too expensive. And so as we've been watching inflation, right, you know, and we keep telling ourselves, well, it's just going to be temporary. Once things open back up, it's going to be temporary. But then yesterday at a town hall, there was a restaurant owner, I think his name is John Lonnie, and he asked President Biden what he's going to do to get more people back to work. And President Biden said the same thing he whispered in a previous press conference. You know, he said, you know, pay workers more. And, you know, whenever you say something like that, I'm sure you hear the applause going, woohoo, yay, you know, all right, woohoo, yay, Biden is for, you know, the worker. I think that's, you know, great. But I always have to look at the practicality of things. You know, I think the Democrats and Republicans have fantastic ideas about things. You know, there's a lot of good ideas. You know, free daycare, free college. These are pretty cool things that could have some benefits. But when you look at the practicality, you're like, oh, wait a second here. Okay, let's think this through. So when it comes to, okay, paying workers more, that's a fantastic thing to say. It's a very popular thing to say. He might be right saying, look, just pay people more so they look at what they're making now with unemployment benefits and come back. But many restaurant owners looked at that going, okay, he's really tone deaf. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. And for those of us that aren't restaurant owners, right, that are consumers, a statement like that just made us all sink in our chairs going, all right, more inflation. I mean, I have made a whole slew of commerce decisions in the last year or two, and the majority of them were driven by the prices are just too damn high. We were talking about the other day, many people can't pay their medical bills. You know, if you notice, doctors aren't really raising the rates. I had an office since the year 2000. My rates barely went up. I don't think you could because insurance paid me whatever they wanted to pay. I couldn't raise my rates. As a doctor now, what I'm making now is, you know, I'm not getting pay increases. I'm not making more in radio. You aren't seeing the income rise to the cost of everything out there. And so even though the $7 an hour minimum wage, I think a lot of us think was too ridiculously low, and there are people already paying $15 an hour, they're noticing they're still not getting people back. You could blame it on the unemployment benefits, but I still believe that even September 6th, we're not going to see much of a change. Either A, we're going to be dealing with the Delta variant more, and so the government's going to say, look, there's restaurants that have to close, so we need to still do the extra unemployment incentive, the extra unemployment bonus. Or B, once you've been out of work for 16, 17 months, sometimes, you know, you don't really want to make the extra money. I mean, I'm going to be dead honest. I'm a workaholic. I love to work. I work very, very hard. And I had the opportunity to take on an additional side job that would make some decent money. And I've gotten so used to my schedule. And mind you, I work a lot. You can't do full-time radio and medicine, everything you're doing, book writing, all that. But it would have been some extra money. I turned it down. I've never turned down money in my life. You know, when you have the poor times you did growing up, you just don't, it's unfathomable. But I just didn't want to change my schedule. I really liked the wait, you know? I get up 5, 6 in the morning, prep for my show, do my show, come home, wrestle with the pets, you know, yell at the kids if they're around, see some patients. I really didn't want to mess that up. So I don't blame anybody per se for people not wanting to go back to work. I get it. You know, you're home with the kids and the pets. You know, you have a potty schedule. It's kind of nice. I get that. I have a colonoscopy tomorrow. I have to do my prep. Luckily, with my work schedule, it works. I finish my show. I go home. I start the prep. I could potty all night. Yeah, I won't be seeing patients over the phone, but, you know, I'll be by my toilet, and I'll be super happy. I didn't have to, quote-unquote, you know, necessarily call in and take FMLA and all that. So, you know, when we hear, you know, President Biden say, look, you know, pay your workers more, it's a very easy thing to say. It seems like it's a logical thing to say, but it's not practical. And a statement like that, sadly, will end up, will result in just higher prices. If a, you know, glass of iced tea is $4.50, because that extra money can go to the extra cost of them now doubling the wages of their staff, that's you and I paying. You know, we'll watch the news and it's like, yeah, you know, Bezos and all the rich people, they could pay their workers more. I mean, it's really easy for us to say. But when that happens, we pay for it. I tried to buy toilet paper online. There's toilet paper. You can buy toilet paper on Amazon. But the cost, I remember I tried to buy granola. There was a deal. I was getting my granola 2 boxes for $8. Now it's up to $20. These prices are skyrocketing. And it's not the billionaires that are doing what Biden says and making everything work. Is they're maybe paying their workers more. They're trying to incentivize. They're doing bonuses. But then the costs lays on us. You know, there's a bunch of restaurants in California that are closing because of the pandemic. You know, if I'm going to, you know, not open up and you know, delay opening, you know, the good PR soundbite is, look, we have a variant. I want to make sure everybody's safe. I'm going to voluntarily close down. That's a great soundbite. From a PR perspective, it's beautiful. But what's probably really happening is opening back up was an absolute mess, which I predicted very early on in the pandemic. When you have to spend all the money and all that time on cleaning measures, when you don't have enough staff, and the staff already feel overworked, and then on top of that, all the extra, you know, COVID measures, it's not going to be an easy run. So you hear restaurants saying, you know what, we're just going to stay closed. I talked about how a lot of doctors just wrote off their whole practice's debt. We did too. We didn't get headlines for it. We didn't make it look like we were doing something really altruistic. The honest to God answer is most of us doctors during the Great Recession or during the period now is you just can't collect. People aren't working. So if there's bills, you have to write them all off. So, we have a huge money problem. We have a huge, I think, management problem. I think we have a huge employer issue, a huge labor crisis. And I think Biden can turn it around and can be a little bit more empathetic and understanding. And I think he has to have inflation on the mind, because what we think is only affecting employers and maybe rich business owners, that's going to affect you the next time you go to the hospital. Get it? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Governor Ron DeSantis is drawing a line in the sand when it comes to mask mandates for the upcoming school year. He's threatening to call lawmakers back to the Capitol if the federal government or school districts move to make masks mandatory. Governor DeSantis made it clear that won't be happening in Florida.
We've never had any mandates in the state of Florida, and we will not have any mandates in the state of Florida.
A federal court on Friday ruled that the CDC overstepped its authority by halting evictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Cincinnati-based U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously agreed with the lower court ruling that said the CDC engaged in federal overreach with the eviction moratorium, which the agency has consistently extended for months. Several weeks ago, the CDC announced it would allow the policy to expire at the end of July. This is USA Radio News. After a lengthy closed-door review of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2022, the Senate Armed Services Committee approved language in the bill that would require young women to register for the draft. According to a summary the NDAA released Thursday, it highlights the change, saying the new bill is amending the Military Selective Service Act to require the registration of women for selective service. Most Americans who haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19 say they are unlikely to get the shots and doubt they would work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence they do, according to a new poll that underscores the challenges facing public health officials amid soaring infections in some states.
With all the major scientific operations in this country and the 25-person group we put together are looking at all the possibilities of what's happening now.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Richard wants to know if the masks hurt or help with the wildfire smoke. So we've spoken about wildfire smoke because every year we deal with wildfire season. And right now, this pretty bad wildfire is consuming the West. I don't know if you've seen some of the horrific pictures. It's just startling, and we're going to talk about some of the moves some of the local electric companies are going to do. And it's just one poop storm after another. So these storms that are happening on the West, apparently they are ruining the air quality to such a degree, and the fires are so pronounced that they're even feeling the air quality drops in on the East Coast. So about 3,000 miles away, the air quality smoke traveling from wildfires can be seen in the East. I am right now looking at a picture of New York City. Okay, New York City is kind of far away from Oregon. cloudy, hazy, and they believe that's from the large fires, like the Bootleg Fire in Oregon and a bunch of fires that have been affecting the western U.S. and Canada. They say eastern states have been trapped in a smoky haze originating from the fires back on the west. Smoke has settled over major cities, including Philly, New York, eastern parts of Canada. And so it's just one of the phenomena that happened where, you know, you get stuff going up into our atmosphere and it moves. So what are the risks of wildfire smoke? Okay, well, it's never good. Okay, because, you know, it's not just, you know, a burning tree. It's what's on the tree. It's what's on the house. It's what's in the house. It's the chemicals in the house. You know, we talked about how hand sanitizer, you don't want to leave out in the heat. You know, there have been some reports of hand sanitizer exploding. You get these chemical reactions. You never leave a diet soda out in the heat because the aspartame could convert to another chemical. So these are things when you deal with heat and combustion that end up changing the chemical structure of things. And so not only is the smoke bad, but some of the byproducts. So according to EPA, when you get community fires or forest fires, you get carbon monoxide. We spoke about carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is a C atom, a carbon atom, and an oxygen atom. Oxygen can't be by itself, so it has to be connected to something else. So when we breathe oxygen, it's O2. But if oxygen connects with carbon, then it's a carbon monoxide. All right? And carbon monoxide, as opposed to carbon dioxide, has one oxygen. When carbon monoxide gets into the body, it looks like O2 because they're kind of two. They look similar. So the body's like, oh yay, here's our oxygen. But it's carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide does not provide the oxygen that oxygen does. Hence, people suffocate. They can die from carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide poisoning is serious. We don't mess around with that. We don't want people breathing that in because it competes with oxygen. Carbon dioxide, that's our respiratory byproduct. Carbon dioxide has carbon and then dioxide, two oxygens, but the body can't use it as oxygen. In fact, that's a byproduct that the body releases out. So you don't want to have high levels of carbon dioxide in your body, and unfortunately that displaces oxygen as well. You got the wood particles, you got the formaldehyde, you got the acrolein. Acrolein is used as a pesticide, but acrolein's in a whole bunch of things. You got benzene, you got the plastics, and then those byproducts with incineration, and then a whole bunch of other respiratory irritants. So according to the EPA, you know, it's not just smoke. It's bad. In fact, I'm still feeling the after effects of our wildfire. Not our wildfire, our campfire. We went camping this weekend. And I'm like fascinated by fire. And I always get really, really close to the campfire. I like throwing little things into it. Not plastic because I don't want to breathe that in. But I put things into the fire. And for some reason, the wind like either changes super fast and it just all goes into your face. And so my eyes have been burning because just whenever I come near the fire, it's almost like the fire gods are like, oh my God, get her away from here. So they purposely blow into the eyes and you're like, oh no. Ah. So I had a tough time cooking. My corn on the cob was raw because I'm like, I can't do this. I can't be near the fire. It doesn't like me. So anyway, smoke is composed of carbon dioxide, water vapor, carbon monoxide, particulate matter, hydrocarbons, other organic chemicals, nitrogen oxides, trace minerals, and several thousand other compounds. The EPA says the actual composition of smoke depends on the fuel type, temperature of the fire, and the wind conditions. And then you have different types of wood and vegetation. So you got the cellulose, the lignin, the tannins, the polyphenolics, the oils, the fats, the resins, the waxes, the starches, and those all produce different compounds when burned. So if some of you are wondering if you're feeling issues from the wildfire smoke, those can mimic COVID, you know, the cough, the fatigue, the body aches. But if COVID wasn't an issue, coughing, wheezing, difficulty breathing, chest pain, fatigue, mucus production, dizziness, lightheadedness, racing heart, those are things that could be signs of you being exposed to wildfire smoke and it irritating you. If you have asthma, if you have COPD, it's going to make it worse. If you have allergies, it's going to make it worse. If you have a heart condition, wildfire smoke can make it worse. And then you could also have decreased susceptibility to infections like flu, like COVID. So the next question people ask is, what about COVID risk? So last year I had said that I do believe it increased COVID risk. We didn't have a lot of proof, but not so much because I thought that COVID can hitch a ride on these particles as much as if your lungs aren't breathing the purest of air and they're inflamed, you could be more at risk of having the lung inflammation from COVID or weak spots that COVID can set up shop. And that was kind of based on, if you saw during the COVID pandemic, much of the more dense population seemed to be affected, obviously, more rigorously from the COVID-19. But we do have an interesting study that came out of Reno, Nevada. So, yay, Nevada. So, Nevada, Reno, Nevada, gets a lot of wildfire smoke because it's on the border of California. So Reno is on the western border. So when stuff happens in California, Northern California, we feel it. When I lived in Reno, every summer there was the dark sky and you could see the wildfire smoke. So they found that there was a 17.7% rise in COVID cases during the wildfire period last season. Now that was August 16th to October 10th. If you remember, we weren't having big surges of COVID like we're doing now. Remember, COVID was really, really rough in the early 2020. Then it kind of extended into the spring, started to calm down in the summer, but then it resurfaced late in the, you know, maybe late in the summer, early fall, and then by late fall, we had another pretty big wave. So they were able to very easily find a correlation with wildfires. Now, I don't think they're saying COVID again hitches a ride, but I think they do believe that the inflammation of the lungs from the wildfire makes people more susceptible. In fact, a 17.7% increased risk. So the CDC obviously recommends, you know, cleaning your air spaces, air shelters, social distancing, stay safe, you know, try to, recirculate, your good air, try not to let outdoor air come in. But the PM2.5s, these are the particles less than 2.5 micrometers in diameter. These are things that can come through and penetrate the lungs. The N95 masks are the ones that seem to provide protection for that. And so I'm a huge fan of the N95 respirators. So whether you're worried about COVID or whether you're worried about wildfire smoke, I would rather you get an N95 respirator mask than, you know, whatever other stuff people are just throwing on their faces. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the five-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of our listeners is concerned that not only is there COVID fatigue, but there's burnout of our first responders. And what could that manifest into if there's an emergency? Now, this is a very interesting topic because we were told, and I don't know if it was in light of the New York transfer of patients to nursing homes and some rumors going on there where, you know, if you have COVID and you need CPR, nobody's going to give it to you. You know, I haven't met any paramedic or first responder that decided to not intervene, but it does make you wonder. It's not a very sexy topic, and it's a very, very scary topic. Nobody wants to think that a paramedic or a firefighter or a police officer will say, you know what, I'm out. But sadly, we're starting to hear more and more of these cases. You know, we're even hearing police departments, you know, say, look, if it's a simple theft, if it's a simple, like, you know, disturbing the, you know, peace, you know, don't call us. You know, we're not, you know, when you start to kind of hear, look, you know, we're overwhelmed. We only have X amount of, you know, people that are on staff, that are working. We're already starting to notice that from a police department standpoint, there may not be a police officer that could get there right away. I'm very grateful to our local police officers, but we had an issue, and yeah, it did take time. It took a lot longer. You know, we tried to deal with it ourselves, called them back, said we can't deal with this ourselves. We need some help. And they came and they helped the person. We weren't sure what was going on with this person, but we're not sure if he had mental illness or whatever, so we tried to just kind of keep him stable and keep him, you know, calm, and, you know, until we could figure out why he was acting, I don't want to say confused because it wasn't medical, but he, you know, just kind of didn't want to leave, and other customers were kind of worried, you know, if this could be a threat, and it turned out the family was very, very grateful because he apparently did have a long history of mental illness, and there was a lot of concerns about his safety and other safety, and so very grateful the police came. But again, we had to kind of manage it ourselves in the beginning. So this story is pretty frightening. There are two paramedics that have been suspended after the grandmother alleges that they falsely pronounced a teen's death. Basically, she says that when they came, without even doing the exam, they said, yeah, your grandson's a goner. And he actually was alive. So Stacey Williams called 911 on January 26th of this year. She needed a catheter for her 14-year-old grandson, Jaka, a survivor of shaken baby syndrome. He had been administered two doses of trazodone and was asleep for an extended period of time. But Williams was concerned because it didn't look like he urinated all day. So his lips were turning white when Williams pressed his nails to see if color was returning to the fingers. It wasn't. Then the body temperature was getting colder and the heart rate was low. So she got nervous, so she called 911. And they believe what had happened is he had gone into cardiac arrest. Now, according to the grandma, Ms. Williams, she said two paramedics from the Houston Fire Department responded to the January call. And this was at a hotel where the family was staying. She said, quote, the heavy set paramedic took Jaka's wrist and he said, oh yeah, ma'am, he's gone. And she said, what? He said, yeah, ma'am, he has no pulse. He's gone. Now, medical records say that the patient was cold to the touch and didn't appear to be breathing. She apparently urged the paramedics to please take action. They set up a heart monitor to check his pulse, but then again declared that the boy was dead. She grew frustrated and just scooped the boy up and just headed to the hospital. Then one paramedic said, look, we'll perform CPR. She said, when I passed by the paramedic, he had his hand on his hip and said, ma'am, I'll be honest with you. It's going to take an act of God. Well, I believe in him. Oh, and she said, well, I believe in him, so do something. Once, I guess, CPR was started, Jacob began to actually vomit out his nose. Williams then prompted the paramedics for a suction machine. Another paramedic appeared on the scene and then took action by starting CPR on the boy. So the boy was alive. He was ultimately transferred to Memorial Hermann Northeast Hospital. He unfortunately had to endure a 31-day hospital stay. According to the grandma, the boy's tonsils partially collapsed due to insufficient oxygen supply to the brain, and it potentially spurred brain damage, additional brain damage, not only from the shaken baby syndrome. Unfortunately, the mother said that Williams was told that the child's organs were shutting down. He was dying. They put me in the bed with him and to tell him goodbye. I laid in that bed and I looked at my child and I told my husband, get me out of this bed. I'm not doing this. I'm not leaving the hospital without my kids, whatever you have to do. So luckily, He was removed from the ventilator. He still has a feeding tube, but he's alive. And he's been through a lot. I believe he's back home. But we have paramedics that came to the scene, said he's a goner. This is a kid. And so it does. It does start to raise the concern that do we have such burnout that there are people that are possibly dying, could be saved, that won't be. You know, this is why this is just such a huge cluster and a half with COVID and with, you know, how we're approaching it and with, you know, people feeling overworked and not wanting to go back to work and not being able to have enough staff and people not coming to help and do their shift. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is. All I know is when I was doing my 36-hour shifts, there was no way I was going to let anybody die. Now, my being tired, could it have affected their care? Probably. I don't remember anybody dying on my shift. You know, I drank some coffee and I just kept going. But it does weigh on you. How could it not? And you just wonder if small things could get missed. I can't tell you how many times something just didn't seem right. And luckily, I was alert enough to go, I think there's something else going on here. And so I've never heard of paramedics do this, but I know that these things can sadly happen. And so people worry that if they call the paramedics or if they go to the hospital, an overwhelmed hospital will say sorry. Which also makes you kind of, one of you had asked, which was very interesting, during the COVID pandemic, should you be in a big city or should you be in a smaller city? What's better? If the big cities are overrun with COVID, do you have a better chance of driving 100 miles outside and going to a smaller community hospital? The only problem with that is if that smaller community is also overwhelmed with COVID, then they can't help you either. So I don't know if I would risk the transport, but that was a concern where some hospitals were completely overwhelmed and others are like, nah. There was a California hospital during the height of the pandemic that was really wasn't full. And you're like, gosh, I wish we could just ship some patients from New York over to California. You can't do that. You know, it wasn't very practical at the time. But, you know, I would, if at all you have any concerns, okay, if it's serious where you think somebody is dying, you have to call paramedics. You have to. I would not recommend trying to drive somebody yourself 20, 30 minutes in a car with no support to try to take somebody to the hospital because you need somebody who can administer CPR. However, if you do have a less severe issue, call. Find out how busy they are. Find out what your insurance covers. But also the moral of the story is you have to be that patient's advocate and maybe learn CPR yourself. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.